people have been asking a lot, what do I do with cash in the bank? How do I think about these 250,000 FDIC deposit limits, money market yields versus cash versus my investment assets that are at a custodian? Can you just walk us through a primer of the differences between all three and where you would or wouldn't be concerned?
Yeah, so I think to start, it's understanding the differences between a brokerage firm or a custodian and a bank, and they are different, although one business can do both activities. Like Charles Schwab, for example, has a banking business, and they also have a custody business. When you go to a bank, you give them your cash, and that's a deposit, and they pay you interest on the cash, and then they do things with the cash. They invest their cash on their balance sheet however they want. Maybe not exactly however they want, but they can buy treasuries. So they invest your cash, they lend out your cash, and you can have a run on the bank scenario like Silicon Valley Bank if everyone tries to take out their money at once. That's banking. Custody is different. When you have your assets at a custodian and it's invested in securities, whether it's a mutual fund or Apple common stock or US Treasury bonds, the custodian's doing nothing other than holding that asset. They can't dip into it. They can't, use that money for other purposes. So they're just basically a record keeper. So they're printing statements, not to belittle their business. I mean, they are issuing, your 1099s and your statements, but they're keeping records and just seeing that the money gets transacted back and forth. They're not taking your investments and then somehow taking additional levels of risk with them. So it's just first good to know what you own. And, tying back to the question, what you don't want to be doing is making large deposits, especially in excess of the FDIC limit, to banks and just letting them go take risk with it while you're not getting paid much. What you should be doing is, if you have just deposits in the bank, keep it below FDIC limits, which is 250,000, or invest it in securities, where you're taking the risk of the underlying security. So if you want to be conservative, you can buy treasury bills or money market funds, and there you're taking the risk of those securities, which is a very low level of risk.
So I think that's a key explanation point for folks. But you can think of money markets as cash, but in actuality, a money market is a security. It's an investment. Can you quantify the risk compared to cash? Probably not precisely, but how would you explain the risk to somebody of a money market compared to cash in the bank, compared to treasury bills?
Money markets are not FDIC insured. So cash within the FDIC insurance limits is backed by the government. So that's about as close to zero risk as you can get. Money markets are very low risk. And for people who are concerned about risk within money markets, there are different types of money markets. So Schwab, for example, has the Schwab Value Advantage money market. And the yields on those right now are 4.7 and 4.85%. So attractive yields. But then they also have US Treasury money markets. So like the Schwab US Treasury money market yields around 4.15 to 4.30. So they'll take a little more risk in the Value Advantage fund, where they're buying very short-term investment grade bonds, like commercial paper that, matures in 30 to 45 days. In the Treasury fund, they're doing 30 to 45 day T-bills. So as far as risk, how much risk is there in owning a 30 to 45 day T-bill? I mean, it is known as the risk-free asset. So very low level of risk in these. Throughout history, like through the financial crisis, I know there was one money market that the language is broke the buck, and that made headlines. But major banking money markets, we have not seen issues with them. Like these are low risk vehicles.